News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Everybody wants to know one thing. How's Aaron Rodgers today? Well, Aaron spoke today and he said he does have a fractured collarbone. On his radio program in Milwaukee, he said it is a significant injury and there's no real timetable for his return. Now, many, including some ESPN analysts, have predicted it would take 3 weeks. Rodgers said he's not sure how long it will take him to heal. In the meantime, the Green Bay Packers have moved a former Badger from the practice squad to the active roster. Quarterback Scott Tolzien activated the backup Seneca Wallace during the time Aaron Rodgers is unable to play. Coach Mike McCarthy confirmed earlier today that Wallace will start for the Packers next weekend. A Marshfield man accused of gut-punching and pouring gasoline on his pregnant ex-girlfriend and threatening to burn her will be in prison for a while. 24-year-old Tyler Scott Ress assaulted and attempted to strangle Carrie Lynn Mahone while confining her 13 months ago. Ress was trying to force the victim to abort the baby. Circuit Judge Nicholas Brazeau Jr. asked by prosecutors to sentence Ress to 7 years starting immediately and concurrent with his 3-year sentence on other charges. Brazeau decided on more punishment, referring to Ress as, quote, a nightmare, and gave him 6 years in prison to begin after his present 3-year term. That means Ress will be incarcerated at least 9 years before getting out on extended supervision for 4 additional years. Tyler Ress is serving that sentence at the Waupun Correctional Institute. A Merrill woman entering into a plea agreement for embezzling money from her former employer. 37-year-old Amy Raychek entering a guilty plea in U.S. District Court in Madison today. Raychek agreed to pay $421,800 in restitution to G3 Industries. Prosecutors say that she knowingly forged a check belonging to the company. Another wolf hunting zone is now closed. Zone 4 shut down as of 6 o'clock today. The Department of Natural Resources says 11 of the 12 allotted wolves were taken in that zone. That just leaves a couple of zones, 3 and 6, still open for hunting and trapping. The company under fire for the glitchy Obamacare website is still on the government payroll, and Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio isn't very happy about it. He's criticizing the administration for awarding GCI even more contracts and cash despite their previous performance.
One thing the right hand doesn't, or the left hand is doing probably in the bureaucracy, and you know it's a bunch of different agencies and departments, but somebody needs to be held accountable.
Senator Portman going on the record with Greta Van Susteren on Fox News Channel. He testified on Capitol Hill last month. GCI executives defended the company's performance and said it was the administration's responsibility to test the system. Medium to large businesses in southeast Wisconsin paid an average 7% more this year to provide health care to their workers. That's according to an annual survey by HC Trends. About a third of the larger companies with over 100 employees had cost increases of less than 5%. HC Trends said that half of those with 20 workers or less had double-digit jumps in their costs. A third of companies with 20 to 99 employees had premium hikes over 10%. The survey indicated that smaller firms can pay widely different amounts for the same coverage based on previous claims. Over 200 Milwaukee-area companies took part in the survey, which was done online in August. Not so good. Well, that's the story coming from a freeway in southeast Wisconsin today. It appears that a truckload of Campbell's soup never made it to the can. Tom Carco has the story.
The trailer on the rig that was hauling 43,000 pounds of Campbell's soup caught fire for unexplained reasons, and it kept burning on the exit ramp for Highway 20 in Racine County. The driver managed to disengage and safely move his tractor away, while other motorists called 911 reporting the explosion of tires on the trailer, flames consuming the consomme and other soup products. Not so good for the company at the bottom line, but nobody got hurt, and it was quite a gaper's block for a few hours. I'm Tom Carco in Racine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's a lot of soup. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. A winter weather advisory in place until 9 a.m. Wednesday for Ashland, Iron, Price, Oneida, and Vilas counties. We'll have some rain this evening and some snow developing by midnight north of Marathon County. You could see 2 to 5 inches around Eagle River, Minocqua, Phillips, and Park Falls. Maybe an inch of snow in the Taylor County area and northern Lincoln County. Overnight low 36. Wind north-northeast at 10 miles per hour. Wednesday's outlook, a mixture of rain and snow in the morning. Partly cloudy by late afternoon, a high of 41. It'll be breezy, northwest 10 to 18 miles per hour. Clear and cold Wednesday night. Expect a low of 24. Partly cloudy up to 40 on Thursday. There's increasing clouds Friday and a chance of light rain developing for the weekend. And you'll see some rain and snow developing Saturday as well. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU, and WSAU.com.